Welcome back to Let's Talk Guthrie County. This is James Martins. Pleased to be joined by Kim Avey. She does a lot here around the Stewart community. Recently wrapped up her involvement with Scoop the Loop for the year. And today we're going to be focusing on the annual poker run to benefit the Stewart American Legion. It's a event that happens every year, and a lot of good proceeds go towards the building, which I know is in need of some repair. We'll get into that in a little bit. So, Kim, as always, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Yeah, so first of all, let's talk about that event. Of course, it's going to be coming up this Saturday. Tell us what we all need to know about it.
It starts at 9 o'clock. We're going to do registration at 9, and kickstands go up at 10. We are, first stop is Wild Rose Casino in Jefferson. Then we're headed to Northside in Coon Rapids. Then we're going to Cliff's Lounge in Audubon. And we're going to go to the Freedom Rock and the Memorial Wall in Guthrie Center. Then we're going to go to Short's Place in Menlo, and then we'll come back to the Stewart American Legion for a supper.
And, of course, there's usually always like a 50-50 raffle or other things. Talk about that as well.
We'll have a 50-50 raffle, and half the raffle goes to the winner, and the other half goes to the building fund. We have some door prizes. We have a lot of other raffle prizes.
And I know the proceeds are going to go back to the building. You guys are working on a roof project right now. Anything else that the funds will be going towards, or will be going towards that project in particular?
After we get the roof done, we are looking at remodeling, hopefully adding a few more feet on and remodeling the inside.
And as far as the roof is concerned, I know we've heard about it from the city council. They're trying to help you guys out with that. Where are you guys at for funds, just so that people can get a perspective on what you guys still need?
We're still a little short. We're working with the city council on that. Right now, we're just waiting on that, and we have been doing some grants besides.
All right, so once again, that's this weekend. That's the poker run, so come on out to that. Kim, as I mentioned, you just wrapped up your involvement in Scoop the Loop, and it's been about 6-7 years that Scoop the Loop has been happening, and I don't know how long you've been involved with it, but just kind of tell us about what you've seen over the years and how it's grown here in the Stewart community.
This was our 7th year, and I've been with it the whole 7 years. We've been lucky, no rain out of the whole 7 years. Right now, every time we have another one, there's just more cars and more people. It's just getting bigger and bigger.
So I know you do a lot around the Stewart community, as we mentioned. What does this community mean to you, and being able to give back your time and coordinate these fundraisers and things like that?
I grew up here, and like right now, we're doing the skating. I enjoy the kids. I know a lot of the people. I'm a rural route mail carrier, so I get to associate with a lot of the people here in town, and they're like family.
And we hear that a lot around this community. Great place to be. And Kim, you mentioned the skating. That's coming around the corner. Can you give us any basic details? I know you don't have all the information in front of you, but can you give basic details on when it opens and what it is for people that aren't quite familiar?
It opened last Friday night, and it is from 7 to 10. It's $5 a person. For the month of September, we're only open on Friday nights, but starting the first Saturday night in October, we will be open Friday and Saturday night, 7 to 10, $5 a person.
And, of course, there's all kinds of fun stuff that goes on. You guys got theme nights and other fun games that you play. Kind of talk about that a little bit.
Of course, we have to do the limbo. We do the dice game at the end of the night. Usually at Christmas time, we make sure that the kids get a Christmas present, all the kids that come. We decorate for Halloween. At the end of the year, we always give them a pizza party.
And there's concessions. Is that back again this year?
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Excellent. So for those of the people that want to get involved or maybe want to make a special donation in particular going back to the Stewart American Legion building, who do they contact and how do they make that donation possible?
They can contact me at 515-480-5651.
And, of course, we'll be having some all that information up on RaccoonValleyRadio.com. There's always something going on here in Stuart. That's Kim Avey. She's stopping by to talk about all kinds of things going on. Kim, anything else we need to know about?
It's a fun town.
It sure is a fun town. It's always a great time. Come on down. And once again, that's going to benefit the James C. McGee Post building that's right down to the west of where our studio is at. Come on down. If you've got some time, Saturday morning, again, sign up at 9 a.m. Kickstands go up at 10. And there's all kinds of stops they'll be making and some door prizes and the 50-50 raffle as well. I know it's going to go to a great cause. There's a lot of events that go on at that building, a lot of community functions, the Stuart Chamber of Commerce. They had an annual dinner there a few months ago. So it's a great building. It helps us all out. So Kim, we always appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And for Let's Talk Guthrie County, this has been James Martins.